Hey, it's Coast 93.1. Good morning. Good morning. We've got to talk to Sarah tomorrow. Sarah is getting married this week. So imagine that. And we thought we had talked to her. She listens to the show. She calls a lot, Sarah Irish. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm you know, the wedding is coming up in June, and we're not sure what's going to happen and all that. And then she sent us a message this week, and she was like, yep, wedding's on. And I was awesome. Like, wait, what?
I know.
So we'll talk to her about how everything has to be different to have a wedding this week during the coronavirus pandemic. So we'll talk to her around this time tomorrow. Did she say it was good this time tomorrow?
I
saw her name come up. I think she was calling earlier. We were talking about the protests and the unrest just over throughout the world over the weekend after the killing of George Floyd. And you know, man, you know what's really sad is that he's dead. And imagine, you know, don't you wish he could have seen the support?
I was thinking about this morning.
And I hope it's just kind of a weird thing to think about. But anyway, so we got a couple people on who wanted to talk about that. And we'll get to Sarah. Let me get Heather on. So, Heather, you were something about your 10-year-old, what a 10-year-old, your 10-year-old's friend said or something. We're talking about how do you address this as a parent, you know, it's which is really tough. And we've got that up on Facebook, too, if you want to go chime in there. And if you're having a hard time addressing, you know, racial issues and discrimination and, you know, just all the stuff that's out there right now, there may be some advice for you on the Facebook page. But so, Heather, go ahead.
Yeah, so my daughter is 10, and she had this past school year a friend talk to her a little bit about, you know, other people from other worlds and different walks of life and, you know, saying that, you know, well, we're the bad guys. We're the bad guys because we're white. And that was really hard for her. She came home. She was very upset because she's been raised to very much think, like, I don't care what you look like. I don't care what, you know, who you love. It's just part of who you are. And she's like, how can I be a bad guy if I feel like I'm nice to everybody? And so we talked not just about race, but about equity and, you know, our privilege. And that was, you know, a challenging thing for a 10-year-old to try to wrap her head around, that the world is designed in ways that support her in a different way than other people of other backgrounds and races. And I think that that's probably the harder conversation to have, and one that's so necessary with children, is knowing that, you know, we have to be voices for people because the society is set up to have this underlying racism present constantly. So
right. And that's a complicated thing for a kid to understand too, because part of, and this is complicated for adults to understand, and I think there are actually a lot of adults who don't understand this, because they'll say something like, and I'm not criticizing people who say this, but I think it just means you don't necessarily understand how systemic this is. Because you could say, I'm not racist, you know, I treat everyone equally and with respect, and I appreciate learning about cultures and all that stuff. So, but there are parts of this that are way deeper than that. You know, it's not just about that you don't call someone a bad word or something like that. There are parts of this that are historical and have been woven into the fabric of our country, and it's really hard to unravel it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's hard to grasp. I mean, it's hard for me to grasp as an adult.
I know.
Yeah, and it's something just we're trying to help her be aware of at this point, because she brought this up as something that was obviously a conversation in some way. But that's something my 5-year-old isn't ready to grasp yet. But, you know, I think it's important for parents to be open about that, as well as, like, obviously be kind to everyone. You know, let's eradicate the idea of racism being I'm going to treat everyone the same, but also really acknowledge that our society isn't structured that way. And that's a horrible thing we need to focus on.
Right.
And, you know, she doesn't know about the riots because we keep her kind of away from those kinds of media outlets. But I feel like that's a big part of what people don't understand, that's what they're so upset about. That's what everyone's
right.
upset about.
Right. It's not just some people who don't get it say things like, you know, why are you Why are you breaking into a building or writing graffiti? That doesn't bring George Floyd back. And I understand that sentiment, you know, but it's just if that's your take, there's a lot more to it that is worth investigating and yeah. learning. But like I said, and this is why I'm curious to talk to parents, it's like, how do you do this? You know, it's one thing to try and wrap your mind and your heart around it as an adult. But when you have to try and explain it in a way that a child can understand it, I mean, you guys have your work cut out for you, so.
Yeah, well, we basically tried to make it a conversation with her, just saying, you know, it's just something you need to be aware of, is that the world isn't always as welcoming of other people, and you have that wonderful opportunity to be part of that conversation to help it stop.
Right, yeah. Right. That's a good angle. All right, Heather, thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys.
You
all
too.
Right, you too. Sarah, hi, go ahead.
I'm on my way to work. I'm a special education teacher in Stanford Strong. I just have to tell you guys, Prince of Positivity, Blake, you are the Prince of Positivity. We met at Eva's going away party, and we connected. I'm an angel mom, and today
yes.
is my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Harry. He would have been 84 this morning, today. He's up in heaven. And I think as a parent, you try. I used to go to Goodwill and get different color Barbie dolls. I used to go to the Goodwill in Gorham and get whatever color Barbie dolls I could get for my daughter, Katie. She was our first.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'd get the black, the Asian, whatever color I could find so that she could play. She loved her Barbies. She could play with all the colors.
That's a great idea. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, you it know, is a great, it's yeah.
Just, it's one of those things. And then when we moved from Maine to Florida, back to Maine again. When we were in Florida, a lot more ethnicity. And my youngest never knew what the difference was. Always be humble, kind, and flexible. You have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be. That's what we try to teach our kids. But go get different colored Barbie dolls.
I like that idea. I never would have thought of that, but that is, yeah, because
I mean, I don't
we
know
were talking, if you, if
Barbie dolls or anything like that, but I mean, even just, you know, Ken, Barbie, colors, you know, this, that, the other thing, I think that's a great way to show, you know, love. We all
yes.
love.
For sure.
Well, not even with race. I mean, it's very easy to show tolerance with the gay community too, because it's very clear that Ken is gay.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, God, I mean, Ken's very gay.
Very gay.
Yeah. Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, you know?
That's right. They make him so gay in Toy Story. He's got like an yes. ascot and his, yeah.
Let's go, girl.
Oh, man. Well, Sarah, thanks for calling and being a part of the morning team here. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. It is what it is, you know?
You're sweet. You're sweet. You have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
I mean, Ken is so good.
Oh, Ken.
Right?
And so well put together.
I know. And so handsome.
So fierce.